In the last 8 years, Southeast Alaska has lost more population than any other region around the state. That's according to the latest population estimates from the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. From Station KRBD in Ketchikan, Deanna Garrison reports.
Southeast Alaska saw a drop of nearly 4,000 residents between April of 2000 and July 1st of last year. Greg Williams is a state demographer.
Southeast has lost more population or had a larger population loss than any other part of the state since 2000. Part of that is that we are the oldest part of the state, which contributes to that to some degree. And some of the losses that we've had are many of the children of the baby boomers in Southeast are now grown, and many of them have left and gone away to college, et cetera.
Williams says the region experienced a slight increase in population last year of 231 residents. He says Southern Southeast saw the biggest decline in residents over the last 8 years.
Part of that, of course, was losses down there with the mill and the shutdown and the logging. Certainly has contributed to Ketchikan's loss since that time.
Ketchikan lost 1,066 residents between 2000 and 2008. Prince of Wales Island saw a drop of 797 people during that time. Population on the island was 5,360 last year. Every major population center in the region saw declines. Between 2000 and 2008, Juneau saw its population decline by 284 people. Petersburg's population dropped 413 people. Wrangell lost 336 residents, and Sitka's population dropped by 220. State economist Alyssa Shanks says the population losses have paralleled declines in the region's traditional economic sectors.
Fishing has done much better in the past, and timber has definitely seen better days. Mining, the same. We lost some mining just this last year, and that may or may not come back. There's less and less reason for people to stick around.
Despite declines in seafood, timber, and mining, Shanks says overall employment in the region increased by 100 jobs last year. Williams says the state's population has grown by nearly 53,000 since the 2000 census, up 5,000 last year.
Most of that growth has been pretty much through natural increase in the last 3 or 4 years. Actually, we're having slight out-migration from the state as a whole.
A natural increase is the number of births minus deaths. Williams says the Mat-Su Valley is the area of the state that has grown the most over the last 8 years.
Although the growth there has slowed down a little bit, it's been growing at about 4% a year since about 1990. But this last year, it slowed down to about 3.5%. But it's still the fastest growing part of the state.
Williams says the population estimates are based on the 2000 census and changes in permanent fund applications. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.